Hey everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Thanks for joining us today.
And my name is Pauline. What sports do you enjoy playing? Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Play Golf. Let's play golf. Hey Pauline, do you know how to play golf?
Not really. The only golf I have played is mini golf. It's not really the same.
Okay, so not really is not at all. But I think we might talk about mini golf during this lesson at some point, so you'll have to stay tuned. But first, let's find out what we're learning about today. Here's Pauline with today's Read It.
Taylor needs a birthday gift. It's for her dad. His favorite hobby is golf. Maybe she can get him a new club or an autographed golf ball. Taylor likes golf, but enjoys mini golf more. Susie also likes mini golf. There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park. They can play on Saturday. Susie can't wait.
Well, if you can't play real golf, you can always play mini golf.
I don't know. Do you play that with a mini club and a mini ball?
No, of course not. The ball is the normal size, and the club is normal too. But you only use one kind of club. The golf course is what's small.
Right. I know that. I play mini golf. And I think it's a lot of fun.
Yes, and that's not even the best part.
Really? What do you think is the best part?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, right. It's time for our keywords with Christina.
Hello, Taylor 想给他爸爸买生日礼物，该买什么好呢？ Susie 建议可以从他的嗜好下手。所以他问 ,Does he have a hobby? 他有没有什么爱好？名词 hobby 就是爱好、嗜好。Taylor 说他爸爸喜欢打高尔夫球。He loves golf. 高尔夫球运动就是 golf. 或许可以送他一支新球杆啊。名词球杆就是 club. Maybe you can get him a new club. 接着 Taylor 说到自己比较喜欢打迷你高尔夫球 ,mini golf.他说公园附近就有一个18洞的迷你高尔夫球场。There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park. 把球打进球洞的那个洞就是 hole。于是 Susie 就和 Taylor 约好了星期六一起去打球。Susie 好兴奋哦。他说 I can't wait, 我都等不及了。动词 wait 就是等。
Hello, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Susie. I'm looking for a birthday gift. It's for my dad.
Does he have a hobby?
Yes, he loves golf.
Maybe you can get him a new club.
Maybe.
Does he have a favorite player? You can get him some autographed golf balls.
That's a great idea!
So, what is Taylor doing today?
She's looking for a birthday gift for her dad. Do you think it's hard to find presents for people, Peter?
Most of the time for me, yes. I think it depends on who it is. Some people are really difficult to buy a gift for them.Other people, it's really easy. They're happy with any gift.
I agree. I think it's easy to buy gifts for my mom, but it's really hard to find a good gift for my dad. So I understand Taylor's problem.
So getting a gift for someone is not easy, and maybe using this sentence is too. Let's go to Christina for more about it.
Taylor 想给爸爸买一个生日礼物。Susie 建议他买一支高尔夫球杆做礼物。Maybe you can get him a new club. 名词 club 就是高尔夫球杆，这个句型 get someone something 就是买某样东西给某人的意思。这个表达方式非常的实用，生活中不论是送礼物或是从外面顺便替人买一杯饮料给人，都可以用 get someone something。 所以我们来练习一下， We can get them some ice pops， 我们可以买一些冰棒给他们。Maybe I should get her a pair of sunglasses. 或许我应该买一副墨镜送她。Can you get me a sandwich? 你可以帮我买一个三明治吗？这个句型很简单，你练习一下，一分钟至少要造出五个句子，试试看吧。
Thanks, Christina. So, getting a gift for someone, where do you start?
Well, the reason why gifts are nice is that it shows you care about a person. You understand them and you are thinking about them.
Oh, so we should think about the person first. What do they like?
Exactly. Susie asks a good question. Does he have a hobby?
Let's first talk about that word, hobbies. Hobbies are things that we do for fun.We enjoy them. Many people watch our show because learning English is their hobby.
Do you have a hobby?
Oh, I think my hobby is photography. I really like to take pictures. I enjoy it. What about you?
My hobbies are painting and running.
Oh, that's great. Well, we learned today that Taylor's dad likes to golf. Many people enjoy that hobby.
Yes.I like golf because you get to be outside. Golf is played on grass.
Golf uses a small white ball, and you hit it with a club. Hey, maybe she can get a golf club for her dad.
I like that idea. Then he can use it when he plays golf.
I don't know. It's not a bad idea. But I think Taylor wants to do something else.
Why do you think that?
Well, because Taylor says maybe. I think she is being polite. She agrees, but thinks she should do something different. That's why she says maybe.
Susie has another idea. Does he have a favorite player? You can get some graft balls.
Many people watch professional golf, and Taylor's dad does too. She can find his favorite player.
Yes, then maybe she can get an autographed golf ball. That means the player will write their name on the ball.
An autograph is very special. Everyone has their own autograph. It's the way you write your name.
Wow, that would be really cool. Have your favorite player's autograph. Well, friends, right now it's time to take a break. We'll see you right after this. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, friends. Right before the break, we were talking about the word autograph. Peter, do you have someone's autograph?
No, I don't. But my aunt has Sean Connery's autograph.
Whoa.
She was a little child and asked him on the side of the street. He said, "How could I refuse such a wonderful woman?"
That is a really great story. How sweet. Well, we have some more of today's story to watch. Let's watch it together right now.
Do you like playing golf?
I play golf with my dad, but I enjoy mini golf more.
Me too! I love mini golf!
Really? There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park!
Can we play on Saturday?
Okay!
Great! I can't wait. We can have a lot of fun.
Peter, do you know how to play golf?
Yes, I do. I used to play when I was young. I took a few lessons as a kid. I used to play, but I don't play right now.
Who did you play with the most? Your friends?
Well, actually, I grew up playing with my grandpa. He would take me on the course every night, and we would play about half the course, so 9 holes. What about you? Have you played golf before?
I have never played golf. Like I said before, the only golf I have played is mini golf. It does use the same club, at least.
Well, one of them. That's called the putter.
Oh, that's right. Well, Taylor plays golf with her dad.
And this is today's grammar point. So let's go to Rebecca for more.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to say that you do something with someone, you can use this grammar point. For example, I play basketball with my friends. Or you could also say, I eat dinner with my family. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I teach English with Peter. I watch TV with my husband. Who do you practice English with?
Let's take another look at what Taylor says here. I play golf with my dad, but I enjoy mini golf more. Here's Christina to tell us more about it.
Susie 问 Taylor 喜不喜欢打高尔夫球。Taylor 的回答是 I play golf with my dad, but I enjoy mini golf more. 我会跟我爸爸打高尔夫球,但是我更喜欢打迷你高尔夫。从 Taylor 的回答里我们可以推断他可能不是非常喜欢高尔夫球,或者至少不会自己主动去从事这项运动。但是在美国的语言文化里,与其你直接了断说 I don't like golf, 你会常常听到有人这样表达 I do A, but I enjoy B more. 我会做 A 这件事,但是我更喜欢 B. 我们来学学美国文化里的这个常见的说法。I play tennis, but I enjoy table tennis more. 我打网球,但是我更喜欢打乒乓球。I listen to classical music,But I enjoy jazz more. 我听古典音乐，但是我更喜欢爵士乐。
Thanks, Christina. So golf is fun, but Taylor thinks that mini golf is more fun. Do you know what that is, friends? Mini golf?
I love mini golf.
I love mini golf.
We both love mini golf because that's today's
calendar phrase.
I love mini golf.
I love mini golf. 我超爱打迷你高尔夫球。
Do you have a hobby?
Yes, I love mini golf.
Mini golf is fun.
Yes, I love mini golf.
Do you play very often?
Yes, I love mini golf.
Why do you like mini golf?
I'm a mini person.
Yes, you are pretty small.
Yeah.
I love mini golf.
I love mini golf. 我超爱打迷你高尔夫球。
Hey, do you know who else likes mini golf?
Who else?
Susie and Taylor. They both like mini golf. Taylor is really excited about that. There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park.
18-hole. Well, this is, we have the word hole here. We should talk about it.
Of course. The goal of golf is to hit the ball with the club to put it in the hole.A golf course has 18 holes. That means when you play, there are 18 different places to play and try to get the ball in the hole.
And they can play on Saturday. That will be fun. Hey, notice here how we use the word on when talking about dates. On Saturday. On Monday.
But remember, when we talk about months, we use the word in. in August, in September.
So they can play on Saturday in August. Also notice how we talk about the smallest time first, then the bigger one next. At 2 o'clock on Saturday in August. Chinese is the other way around.
Well, we have enjoyed learning with you today, friends. And now it's time for us to review the words we've learned today.
Here's the first key word of the day. Hobby. Hobby. Running is my favorite hobby.
Golf. Golf. Golf is a fun sport.
Club. Club. This golf club is really heavy.
Hole. Hole. There are 18 holes on a golf course.
Wait. Wait. Jesse is waiting for Tim. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Hello, Taylor. What are you doing?
Hi, Susie. I'm looking for a birthday gift. It's for my dad.
Does he have a hobby?
Yes, he loves golf.
Maybe you can get him a new club.
Maybe.
Does he have a favorite player? You can get him some autographed golf balls.
That's a great idea.
Do you like playing golf?
I play golf with my dad, but I enjoy mini golf more.
Me too. I love mini golf.
Really? There is an 18-hole mini golf course near the park.
Can we play on Saturday?
Okay.
Great. I can't wait. We can have a lot of fun.
So, Peter, you play golf. Can you explain the game a little more to us?
Well, golf is a game. In golf, players hit some small balls into this hole. They hit the ball with golf clubs.
So you win by hitting the ball the fewest amount of times into the hole as other players. Is that right?
Right. Every time you hit it, you count that hit or stroke. And the person with the least amount wins.
Golf is played on a golf course like this one, right? And golf courses usually have 18 holes?
Yes, that's right. You play 18 different holes. And at the end, then you count your strokes. You can also, instead of walking, ride in a golf cart.
I think that part looks like a lot of fun.
Yes.
I like the riding part.
Actually, usually many golf courses are hot. So if you have a golf cart, while you ride, you can cool down. When I was a kid, my grandpa let me drive the golf cart. This was the first time I ever got to drive anything.
That is great. What a great memory to have with your grandpa.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Hey, James, what's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is...
Sleeping!
No, my favorite hobby is...
Eating!
No, my favorite hobby is...
Watching TV!
No. One of my favorite hobbies is golf.
Golf? But golf is boring.
No, golf is fun.
Well, I do like mini golf. It's fun and it's easier.
Mini golf is fun too. Let's play sometime.
Well, okay, but we need golf balls and golf clubs.
No problem. The mini golf course has those.
Great. Then all we need is 18 holes.
Very funny, Ginger.
Yeah, I'm hilarious.
Okay, friends, today is Monday, so that means it's time to answer some questions. Here's your first question. Where is the mini golf course? Where is the mini golf course?
The answer is in conversation B. It is near the park. Here's question number two. Do you have a favorite hobby? What is it? Do you have a favorite hobby? What is it? Here's some answers from some of our friends.
Do I have a favorite hobby? What is it? One of my favorite hobbies is apple picking. I love going to the orchard where they have the apple trees and going to pick apples for myself. There are so many different apples that you can pick. There are red apples, yellow apples, green apples, and they're all so delicious. What's more, are the things that you can make with the apples. I like to make apple sauce, even apple pie, and you can even dry the apples, which are so tasty.
Do I have a favorite hobby? Yes, I do. I really enjoy playing music. I can play the guitar, the keyboard, the trumpet, and I can sing. It's a lot of fun. Do you have a favorite hobby? You know, sometimes I wish I had more time for my hobby, but, you know, it's something that you can do in your spare time. So whatever your hobby is, make sure you find some time to do it this week.
Do I have a favorite hobby? Yes, I do. There are many things I like to do after I finish with my day job. I like to take care of Ginger the monkey, I swim a lot, and I love going to movies. But my favorite hobby has to be swimming. When I'm in the water, I feel free. There is no pressure when I'm in the water. I feel like I can do anything, especially now that it is summer. It's hot all the time. Being in the water is just an amazing experience.
What is my favorite hobby? Oh, there are so many things I love to do. Although, swimming is not one of them. I know most people love to go swimming in the summer, but I can't swim. But there are other things I like to do. I like to travel. I love to travel. And I like to take pictures. Those are probably my two favorite hobbies.
Well, friends, we're so glad you joined us for another fun day here at LTE TV. We hope you join us again tomorrow for another great show right here at
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.